Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Randy L. Noble. Hope that you're doing good on this Thursday. It has been a very interesting, very special week. And I want to share with you today on the Cross in the Desert something a little bit different than my usual sharings about Iran. I'm looking at an article from the Washington Post, and the title of the article is "The Solar Eclipse Transformed America, at least for a few moments." We'll look at that a little bit more carefully now. Millions of Americans gasped and groaned Monday as the first coast-to-coast total solar eclipse in 99 years zoomed across the country, dazzling many, but disappointing some whose view was obscured by clouds. For about 90 minutes, the shadow of the moon raced over the mountains, plains, and forest at twice the speed of sound from the coast of Oregon to the Atlantic wetlands. Interesting. For lucky viewers, it was glorious. Awesome, people said over and over. This was nuts, said Sage Reuter, 20, in Culver, Oregon. You weren't kidding about the goosebumps, a man in Casper, Wyoming said. Onlookers cheered, rang bells, prayed, and wept as an entire population watched on in awe and wonder. Some counted down the minutes to approaching totality. Diamond ring, one person shouted, describing the characteristic gleam of the sun's last ray shining over the moon's rugged terrain. Wow, said Beth Dello of Baltimore. I feel different. I can't describe how, but I do feel different. What an experience, said Carol Blindstein at 1 in the afternoon to Be in Total Darkness. Nature really is gorgeous and has something to teach us all the time. You just have to look. For me, I didn't have any special glasses. And so I joined my wife, Becky, on the deck of our home and just waited. It was eerily quiet. And I remember when totality came, for us it was 99.9%, I remember seeing shadows go across the lawn of my home. And that was just ominous and eerie. And then I heard the chirping of crickets, which only occurs at dark. But everything became so eerily and ominously dark for a few moments. Our culture was absolutely riveted to this event. For more than 3 months, we heard nothing more and nothing less but the solar eclipse, a once-in-a-lifetime event. It's trekking across the United States. It is the first real total eclipse to have occurred in so many years, and it was promoted. Special glasses were sold. Lots of money was made, and people from all over the world literally came here to St. Louis, where I live, and other parts of the country for 3 minutes to experience this astronomical event of the century. Well, what are we to make of this event? How do we process, interpret this amazing experience? Well, the Bible actually has a lot to say about this. During the plagues of Egypt, God covered the land in a darkness. Exodus chapter 10, 21 through 23 says, "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Lift your hand toward heaven, and the land of Egypt will be covered with a darkness so thick you can feel it.' So Moses lifted his hand to the sky, and a deep darkness covered the entire land of Egypt for 3 days. During all that time, the people could not see each other, and no one moved. But there was light as usual where the people of Israel lived." And during the crucifixion of Jesus, something similar happens. Darkness covered the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior for a space of about 3 hours. They crucified him, heaped insults on him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. The Bible is filled with prophecies in the book of Revelation about a very similar event. Revelation 6:12 reads, "I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood." Matthew 24:29 also foretells a kind of an eclipse, something like that. It says, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened." And both Joel 2:31 and Acts 2:20 says that the sun has to go dark and the moon must turn into blood before the day of the Lord happens. And so this experience that we all took part in this past Monday has many biblical ramifications. There are many instances in the Bible. Now, you had the prophecy experts talk about the significance of this. Mark Biltz, who wrote Four Blood Moons, said that this, to him, means judgment, because there was a similar event just a month before Jonah went to preach at Nineveh for the Ninevites to repent. And that there was an occurrence like this just at the doorstep in the month of August 1914, right before the start of World War I. But let me tell you something that I found quite fascinating about this whole event. For 3 minutes during this phenomenal event, did you notice something? I did. The media and millions of people were strangely silent for 3 minutes about racism, about Russia and about tearing down statues. For 3 minutes, it's like the raging, obsessed media was silent on the issue of Russia and Donald Trump, on the issue of racism and Donald Trump, and on the issue of Charlottesville and the tearing down of statues. For 3 minutes, we took a pause because God had seized upon us and had gotten our attention. Isn't that amazing? For all of those people who wept and prayed and reacted to this phenomenon, the one thing for sure, God had our attentions for the first time in a month. And for those 3 minutes, nothing was said about the turmoil in our world, about the left versus the right, the political savagery, the racism, the Russia, the tearing down of statues. It seems like for 3 minutes, God got our attention. This is what spoke to me. Gazing into the face of Christ is the real solar eclipse. God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes, "For God who said, 'Let there be light in the darkness,' has made this light shine in our hearts so that we could know the glory of God that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ." What is it about this event that has so preoccupied us? There is something phenomenal, awe-inspiring, and life-transforming when we gaze into the heavens and for 3 minutes God gets our attention and says, "Listen to me." What is it about gazing into the face of Christ? There's an old traditional Christian worship song that says, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his glorious face, and the things of the world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace." The Bible teaches that these signs God has put in the heaven is a way of us learning about him. It's his way of speaking to us. God has spoken in times past, the Bible says, through dreams, through visions, through prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us through his Son. And the Bible says of the Son something pretty amazing. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn, the preeminent one over all creation. For by Jesus all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Jesus created you and me. He created the universe, the phenomenon that you and I witnessed just a few days ago is a testament to his creative power, to his glory, to him. You see, for 3 minutes, we were awestruck by this astronomical phenomenon. And for 3 minutes, our hearts were glued and transfixed toward the heavens. He wants to get our attention. He has opened up the heavens for 3 minutes to say to us, the problems of this planet, the racism, the hatred, goes much deeper than a political debate. It goes much deeper than tearing down statues. None of that will solve the problem that we have with our Creator. And God has spoken to us and reminded us this week that He holds the universe together. Jesus holds it all together. And He is speaking to us in a way that we can understand. And He is saying to us, "This is my beloved Son. Hear Him." When we come to Christ and gaze in His face, the light of Christ fills our hearts and minds and opens our soul up to Him as the Lord of the universe, the Creator of all things. The Creator of the universe is speaking to us in a way that we can understand. He has sent His Son. He has sent His Word. We can open the pages of Scripture and discover His face. But for 3 minutes on Monday, He's reminding us He is the sovereign Lord of the universe. And that the turmoil, the terrorism, the racism that we struggle with every second of our life can find hope and healing with Him when we kneel together as one human family at the cross of Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says at the crucifixion of Christ, God caused darkness to fall upon the land. Why? Darkness symbolized God's judgment. God was literally pouring out His wrath upon His Son, who willingly accepted the punishment and the guilt for our sins so that you and I could be saved. That darkness engulfed and enveloped the crucified, perfect, sinless Son of God through His incredible suffering. He bore every wrongdoing, every sin that we've ever had or ever will commit. He bore that in His body and soul, and the darkness enveloped the land. And the Bible says at the momentous earthquake that occurred, the dead were raised. The darkness of the crucifixion, 3 days later, was engulfed and transformed by the glorious resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Light filled the atmosphere, filled the planet. Light exploded all over because love had won and death had lost, and Jesus was raised from the grave. And so what we saw in the skies just this past Monday is a reminder that looking in the face of Christ brings hope and healing. He is the hope for our troubles, our sins, our strife, our anger, our racism, our hatred. He is the only hope that will bring healing and racial reconciliation. He is the only hope that will bridge the gap between us and a holy God. When Jesus died and the land was engulfed in darkness, He took our wrath. He took our place. He bore our shame and guilt. The greatest experience that you and I will ever have, the real solar eclipse you and I will ever encounter, is when we gaze through the eyes of faith into the face of Jesus Christ. You know, if you didn't have the proper glasses on Monday, you ran the risk of retina and corneal damage. Your eyes could be burned. But when we look with the eyes of faith to Jesus, with the right glasses of faith, our hearts and our eyes, our whole being is transformed by Him. I want you to hear this song right now by Chris Tomlin that sums up everything I've been trying to say.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise of things yet to come. There is one born for our salvation.
Incredible Christian worship music of Chris Tomlin. Summing up everything I've been sharing with you this morning, a song that focuses in on who is Jesus and what he has done out of his unconditional love for us. This week, all of us has experienced an incredible phenomenon. But the greatest incredible phenomenon that you can experience is a life-changing transformation when you gaze into the face of Christ. I call it experiencing the real solar eclipse, because you are meeting the very creator of that eclipse that we gazed upon on Monday. He is the sovereign Lord who created the universe at his command when he said, "Let there be light." And it was. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the Bible says. When you come into a relationship with Christ, you are meeting the very creator of the solar eclipse, the very creator and sustainer of the universe. And we come to him in brokenness. We come to him because the Bible says all of us have sinned. We've broken God's law. We're all guilty. But in his mercy and in his love, he invites you and me to know him in a personal way. Think about it for just a second. To have a relationship with the very God of the universe who loves us, who cares for us, who provides for us. It is an amazing thought, isn't it, to know him intimately. And the Bible says of God, I have loved you with an everlasting love. That means you're meeting the creator of the universe, who is a loving creator, who is a personal creator, who gave his son so that you and I could be healed and restored and reconciled. So think about that for just a moment. Maybe you were one of those gazing into the heavens on Monday, and you said, I want to know if there is a God. I really want to know this. And maybe you were one that wept or cried or prayed. Well, the Bible says, come to me. Jesus says, you who are weary and heavy, hairy burdens, I will give you rest. And the Bible invites us to know him in a personal way. For God so loved this world, this universe, that he gave his one and only son, that whosoever just believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Today, you can have the real solar eclipse. When you gaze by faith into the scriptures and gaze into the face of Jesus Christ, you can find hope and healing. I invite you to do that. I invite you to come just as you are. Come and be transformed. You will never be the same, and I guarantee you, it will last more than 3 minutes. It will last an eternity. I want to thank you so much for taking time out today to listen to this very special broadcast on the cross in the desert. My name is Randy Noble. I will see you again on Monday. Have yourself an incredible weekend.
There is a truth older than the ages. There is a promise.